And I'm really looking forward to this next segment because I had a son that was involved in STEM, but we're going to be speaking with a fifth grader, Fiona, that's involved with STEAM.
Fiona Hutchins is with us, and I met Fiona at the Michigan Chapter of Women in Technology Gala last weekend.
That was last weekend, that's right.
And she was a presenter, and she was the last presenter. No one wanted to follow her, so they wanted to make sure she was the last one, and she did just a great job. Fiona, welcome to the Internet Advisor Show.
Thank you.
So you, it was great. You developed a video, which we have a link on our site, internetadvisor.net, to a video that you created, and you showed a lot of people. There were, I don't know, 400 people, 500 people in the ballroom, and you did such a great job. How did that feel? Did you feel nervous at all when you were standing up there in front of all those people? First of all, they had to get you almost a stool to so that you could see over the podium. Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was pretty freaked. I could have ran off the stage if I felt like it, but,
You didn't seem nervous at all. You seemed like you did just a great job.
I was the moth drawn to the flashy curtain behind the stage.
That's wonderful. So you're a fifth grader in A2 STEAM. And Ed was just saying that his son went through STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. So it's science, technology, engineering, and what's the A?
Arts.
Arts. They added arts. Now, why do you think they did that?
I think it's because one, because it sounds cool.
Yep, it does.
STEAM. It makes me think like gears with steam spouting out of them, the steampunk stuff. Hmm.
Did you also just say steampunk?
Yep, yes,
I
you did.
I didn't know that you would know that term.
It just makes me think about it.
I gotcha. Okay.
Anyhow, there's also we do robotics, but some kids get to make their own robotics, and I guess that's kind of art. And we have lots of music classes.
And some design, maybe. And
you know, Gary,
things,
yeah. We should get some idea where all of this interest came from. We have in studio with us as well Fiona's mom, Chris Hutchins, and Dad Stewart is babysitting in the other studio with Sister Ailey.
Yep.
But, Chris, where did the interest come from? Were you busy behind the scenes fomenting this?
Well, we encouraged Fiona to go to STEAM. The A2 STEAM school just opened last year as a magnet school in Ann Arbor. And Fiona loved math and she loved art. Those were her favorite subjects at school. And I knew that as girls get older, they start to lose interest in math. And from my own experience, I knew that it had something to do with the social situation at school. And I thought, boy, if I put her in a school where there are other girls that love math, maybe she can keep that love alive.
Well, you know, the Michigan Chapter of Women in Technology is all about trying to serve the women in technology. And we all know that if we can get young girls interested in technology early at Fiona's age or even younger, that there's a good chance that they'll say, wow, this is very cool, and stay with it and become women in technology. Now, you work for the CIO for the hospital system, Souchade, and your husband. I actually was at an event, all-day event on Tuesday at the U of M. The Michigan Institute of Data Science was just kicking off. That was their launch party. And your husband was there. I had met him last Saturday as well, and then I saw him all day on Tuesday. So you're kind of a technology family. Is that why Fiona is involved in technology, or is this something that how much did you push?
That's a great question. What do you think, Fiona? Do you think that I pushed you into technology, or what's your opinion?
It was kind of like a choice. It was kind of like choose your own adventure books. You gave me two choices. It was choice one, go to this page if you want to go to STEAM school. Choose this page if you want to go to your old school. And choose this page if you want to go to this IT meeting, and choose this page if you want to go to school that day, choose this page if you want to ask to do something else.
I love it. So you chose a path that led you towards STEAM.
Yep.
Now, by the way, I got to ask you about doing that video, which is really kind of cool. You did it around a survey, didn't you?
Yep. At my school, I asked my mom. She made this Google form, which she sent to my teacher, who put it on the school's agenda. Well, the fifth grade agenda. And
which like goes out every Monday to the parents.
And like on Friday, it was like due because they change it after Friday. And every girl who wanted to do the survey could click on the survey, and then there's this Google Forms thing.
I got you. And so what were the questions on the survey, just to help people understand?
Well, some of them were like, if you had choice to do something like, I don't know, something tech-like or something artsy and maybe something else, I don't know.
Sure.
Humane Society, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, what would you do? And
right.
then there might be a blank choice, but there might be a few choices, like, would you choose...
Now, Fiona, one of the things was about celebrity. Tell me what that was about.
Well, when I was first doing it, I thought maybe lots of girls at my school, because there used to be a lot of mean girls last year.
Uh-oh.
Lots of them seemed to be obsessed with celebrity stuff, so I thought maybe they're like, OMG, there's this celebrity. I must be like the celebrity because it's famous something, and I'll be famous now. Yay.
So now I have to ask this question, Fiona. Now that you got involved with STEAM and you're liking it and you're enjoying it and stuff like that, a few years from now when you might be as old as Mom here, what would you like to do, growing up?
I'm not really sure. I mean, like, I'm definitely not old enough to go to anything near college.
You haven't picked your major in college yet?
And we're teasing you. And she's squinting at Gary with those eyes.
Anything that you're really interested in that you might want to do one day?
IT is pretty cool. But I know that some people program art.
And oh.
I think that sounds pretty cool. I've done it once on a easy program thing. It was it's kind of like Scratch. It's called Hopscotch, and it's for iPads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've made a couple pieces of art on it, and it's pretty fun.
Using when you say programming art, you mean using technology to create art? That kind
of thing? Yeah, like you can do like... Well, there's a video game called Minecraft, which everyone knows.
Oh, yes, Minecraft, yep.
And I do a class called where we do Python, and we connect it to Minecraft.
You do Python programming?
Yes.
Python, by the way, folks, is a programming language, right, Ed?
This is very cool. As a fifth grader. Oh, my gosh.
Sometimes I'd like to, like, spawn, tell it to spawn different pieces of blocks so it looks like something. Once I made a smiley face.
Oh, I gotcha. So very you use cool. the programming language then to create the art. That is way cool.
So during the commercial break before we did this, I was talking to Fiona and I was telling how my son, how the homework load seems to increase when you're in a STEM or a STEAM type environment. And I said, the homework load can increase, but he really enjoyed it. And what was it that you said? I said something like, here's what you said. You said it's really not homework. It's home doing something. Because if you enjoy it, it's just home doing something. It's not homework. And I thought that was so creative that you said that.
Oh, girl, can I bottle that? Can I bottle that and give it to my grandchildren? Please.
That's wonderful.
Fiona Hutchings, I want you to stick around, okay?
Okay.
You and your mom, because we're going to talk with you some more. I want to find out about this whole thing about mean girls and about dealing with them, okay? Coming back in just a minute with Fifi.
Welcome back to the Internet Advisor, and I'm just thoroughly enjoying this interview with Fiona, the girl that said, it's not homework, it's home doing something.
I love that tagline.
I love that.
Fiona Hutchings, thank you very much for being here, and thank you as well to Mom and Dad, Chris and Stuart, and your little sister, Ailey.
Yeah.
Is she going to follow in your steps, do you think? Ailey, you think she will?
Hmm. Are you going to teach her about STEAM?
She goes to STEAM.
She does.
Oh, she does.
But okay. I don't know. Let's see. She really liked it because last year there was a lot of mean girls, so I was kind of edgy about it. But Ailey was like, I must go again. But she had a super nice teacher, so I don't know. She might. I just can't imagine Ailey as an adult woman in the most part.
Oh, it'll come. It'll come. It'll come. Now, Fiona, you've mentioned these mean girls a couple of times. Tell me about that. What was this all about?
There's a girl named...
Uh-oh.
Well, I probably shouldn't say her name.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, let's not. Say her last
we'll make
name,
them anonymous.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Mean girl one.
Sorry if you're listening. So, there's a mean girl, and she has a couple friends. I have a couple friends, and every now and then, one of my friends has some kitty pants. And these kitty pants have pictures of kitties with pictures of speech bubbles with them
meowing
saying
stuff.
They're texting.
Oh, I see.
So
oh,
it looks
I
like
see.
They're saying, like, OMG, and a bunch of, like, U's and Y's.
Yep, and yep. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
And one day, she was walking to the swings
mm-hmm.
with one of my other friends, which I'm not going to say her name.
Thank you.
She,
who shall ever
nice.
Remain anonymous.
Yeah, who's nice.
And then the mean girl comes over, and she's like, OMG, cats out tags.
Well,
oh, yeah, well.
But it's not as bad this year, you're saying.
Yeah.
Better this year?
Mostly because I haven't bumped into her.
Okay.
Good, you know it enough.
But you have also been very busy because you were developing this video. Now, we should mention, Gary, the background for this about putting together the video for the Michigan Council of Women in Technology.
That's right. The gala was last weekend, and it's a way that they raise money for scholarships for to send girls to Camp Infinity and to otherwise help them go on. Actually, in there's a scholarship to help them go on to college, and those
wow.
are. And Fiona was the last speaker. That was so impressive
it.
Because
how did you
nobody
get chosen?
Wanted.
How did you get chosen, Fiona?
You remember how we met all the MCWT gang?
So my mom's boss was going to go to the MCWT. Anyhow.
I have the same problem.
Blah, blah, blah. She was going to go to her meeting to, I guess, oversee her boss. oversee her boss, I guess, do this presentation, and
I was there too. I saw Suchet do that presentation at MCWT.
And then?
And I asked a couple questions, and they were impressed, so they invited me to the gala. And about halfway in between, they asked me to do a speech, and I was like, sure. And then later, I was kind of freaked, so I asked if I could do a move. I mean,
a video.
Not a movie, a video, yeah. Like, wow. Let's watch a big movie, 3D.
It's a very cool video. We have a link on our site
right.
at internetadvisor.net. Go down. You'll see Fiona's smiling face there. And just below that and below the fact I see here that she's programming in Python, which is amazing to me that a fifth grader can do that. But there's a link to the Celebrity Impact video. Great, great video. I saw that and couldn't believe it. I was sitting at the media table. Because I got invited because I do this show. And I was sitting there with Nicole Johnson, who is part of the Tech Talk Divas. That's one of our partners. And she was rapping to you. She was really good, wasn't she? She was doing a really good job. I really enjoyed
it. You weren't supposed to say.
Why? Not?
She's going to get mad at you.
She said
she was... I'm not supposed to say.
She was doing...
How would I say it? There's apparently a rapping album possibly coming out about tech.
That's really?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and, we're not supposed to spill the beans on that.
Well, we haven't. Fiona has, so we're good. We're good.
We're good. We're good.
Oops. Well, it was fun. In fact, I think they were trying to take the tables down and, move everything out of that room, and we were still there talking. That was
We were going to.
Yeah, yeah.
Fiona, what's
and she's
the
been
next
step? Nicole's been on our show before, too.
What What's the next step for you? What's the next challenge that you're going to take on?
Let's see. I might come to the next meeting.
Okay.
Something might pop up.
What are you? Are you taking any classes after school?
Well, I already told them about that. I told them about my Minecraft programming class. I take it on Wednesdays. Very fun.
Great. Fiona, I want to thank you very much for being here with your mom and dad, Chris and Stuart, and your little sister, Ailey, and wish you very much success. You've got a great start going here. Thank you so much for being with us, okay? You have to move over to the microphone to say that.
Oui.
Oui. Oh, she speaks French, too.
Oh, wow.